Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. military is removing the aid pier from the Gaza coast due to weather. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. Although aid has been unloaded in a secure area on shore for several days, humanitarian agencies have stopped picking it up and distributing it throughout Gaza because of insecurity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
World leaders gathered at a Swiss mountain resort to try to build support for Ukraine's peace proposals. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said on Saturday Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, made a mistake not attending the Ukrainian peace summit.
And here we are today with half of the UN at a leader's level in many cases of many countries. And he is preparing for a state visit to North Korea. So this is your story.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said peace can only be found with, quote, two partners, while President of Slovenia Natasha Pirc-Musar said the next conference, quote, should definitely not be without Russia.
We have to talk to the enemy. We cannot negotiate peace between like-minded countries. So that's the next step I think that most of us would like to achieve here.
More than 90 countries are taking part, but China's absence in particular has dimmed hopes that the summit would show Russia as globally isolated, while recent military reverses have put Kyiv on the back foot. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. There are lawsuits and warnings against some pricey stem cells treatments. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Stem cells fascinate researchers because of their ability to reproduce and transform into other cell types, possibly creating potential for treating disease and injuries. But the FDA has approved just a handful of therapies. But there are businesses hawking unapproved, unproven, and costly stem cell therapies for many ailments. In some cases, they've caused blindness, bacterial infections, and tumors. Iowa officials recently joined attorneys general in New York, North Dakota, Georgia, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Washington State, who are suing businesses that allegedly promote unproven stem cell treatments. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has been reelected by lawmakers for a second term after his African National Congress party struck a dramatic late coalition deal with the main opposition and other parties. Ramaphosa won convincingly in a vote late Friday night against a surprise candidate who was also nominated in parliament, Julius Malema, the leader of the far-left Economic Freedom Fighters. The 71-year-old Ramaphosa secured a second term with the help of lawmakers from the second biggest Democratic Alliance Party and others after the ANC lost its 30-year parliamentary majority in a landmark election 2 weeks ago. Speaker Mike Johnson wants to take Attorney General Merrick Garland to court for audio of U.S. President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on House Republican legal efforts to hold the Attorney General in contempt.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will go to court to enforce the subpoena against Attorney General Merrick Garland for access to President Joe Biden's special counsel audio interview. The legal effort follows the Justice Department's refusal to prosecute Republicans' contempt of Congress charge. Johnson called the refusal sadly predictable. Republicans have demanded the audio of the special counsel's interview of the president about improper retention of classified documents. A transcript was handed over. Garland has said releasing the audio could jeopardize future sensitive investigations. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Rome LGBTQ plus Pride Parade has celebrated its 30th anniversary as tens of thousands of people in brightly colored outfits marched through the streets of Rome. They waved banners, danced, and sang Saturday as they marked LGBTQ plus rights and poked fun at Pope Francis. Many of the signs and banners at the parade made fun over a recent comment made by the pontiff. The Pope had to issue an apology last month after Italian media quoted unnamed bishops saying that Francis jokingly used a homophobic term while speaking in Italian during a meeting. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.